Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
Our Encompass mobile banking app allows you to check balances, view transaction history, transfer funds, and pay loans on the go. You can even apply for a loan via our mobile app, too. Our app is very easy to download and install, and if you run into any problems, we're here to help. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. We're an equal housing lender, federally insured by NCUA. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Miller Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Joining me on the telephone now is Ed Kuiper. Ed is going to talk to us today about why we can't stay happy and what we can do about it. First off, Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. The promotional piece of paper you sent us talked about, you know, maybe you're one of those people who are chronically unhappy. Now, personally, I've always had a pretty positive outlook on life, and I firmly believe that most days, anyway, I'm in charge of what kind of day I have. A lot of people talk about there's outside influences and stuff, but I wake up most days and I decide to have a good day. Is that, am I doing the right thing there?
Absolutely, Kevin. You definitely are doing the right thing. Unfortunately, most people don't do that. There's a lot of unhappiness going on, a lot of stress out in our society today.
Now, I've got stress, don't get me wrong. We all have challenges and stuff, but it is how you respond to it. And knowing that, I saw on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, one of my favorite sayings I've seen in a long time, it said, "I've survived 100% of my worst days."
I love it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So how did you get started in talking about happiness and what we can do about it to stay happy or not be unhappy?
Yeah. It's a long story. I was in the business world for many, many, many years, owned a large insurance brokerage house with about 3,000 insurance agents selling insurance for me. And very, very fascinating. I also got in the process of developing health insurance products, worked with Lloyd's of London. So a very interesting life. But I always intuitively felt that I had some sort of a healing ability, something that I could do to help humanity even further. But I was feeling a lot of stress in my life, Kevin. It was like sort of a heaviness weighing me down. I wasn't certain what that heaviness was about. And that went on for like a year or two, where I was really getting stressed with myself for not understanding what was going on. One day I woke up and in the morning, and I felt very, very, very light. By light, I mean, it was like the heaviness was gone. And there was a whole bunch of thoughts in my head about happiness, like a myriad of thoughts, blocks of information. Remember, I had not been happy, so it certainly wasn't something I had been focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ton of information over a couple days. Stuff kept coming to me. It was like it was being fed to me or downloaded to me. And ended up writing a book about happiness. The basic premise I was given is that all of us were born with happiness in us. Now, that may sound a little, I was trying to get my arms around it when I first heard that.
Hmm.
But we have happiness already within us. It's innate. If it's already in you, it means that all you have to do is activate it somehow to make it work for you. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
For example, for any listeners, I'm telling you that it is not easy to get your arms around the fact that happiness is already within you. So I'm going to tell you how it actually works. I want you to recall a time when you suddenly felt happy about something. I mean, it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you come up with or whatever it was, the happiness you felt was sort of bubbled up in you. It was just there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the happiness comes out of nowhere for a reason. So it sort of bubbled up in you, whatever happiness that you remember. It had sort of been laying dormant in your system, waiting for you to call it up. Now, what does that mean? It means that you have the power to call it up anytime you want. It's just waiting there. So the question is, how do you do it? How do you call up happiness and make yourself take control of your life? Kevin, like I said, I know you said you're in control of your life. How do other people do it if they're not happy? Well, the answer is you do certain simple actions that activate the happiness. Now, we already know what the actions are and do them sometimes. We just don't do them as much as we should. You got to remember to do them. So I want you to take a look at one of them and see how it works for you. So here it is. You
okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, smile.
Okay.
So smile. It's simple and powerful and activates happiness within you. So for your listeners, do it right now. Smile.
I'm smiling right now, yeah.
Yeah, let the crinkles on the side of your mouth just curl upward. Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So what's happening here is your smile is radiating happiness frequencies to everyone you interact with. And it's your smile. Consider when you smile at a specific person. That person generally smiles back at you, and you experience a positive, feel-good connection with that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happens in reverse. When a person smiles at you, you generally return the smile. You both feel the positive, feel-good connection. So in reality, what's happening, the positive connections are your personal energy frequencies at work, because we all give off frequencies. We're made of energy. And they resonate together. And that creates a feeling of happiness in both of you when you're smiling at somebody or they're smiling at you. So it's very powerful and magnetic.
Pretty simple, but pretty powerful, yeah.
Yeah. Another thing you might want to consider, which is interesting, consider how you feel when you're around somebody who smiles a lot. Not necessarily anybody in particular, but just smiles. Periodically, you're going to be in a room or around somebody that just is smiling. The frequency of the smile sort of radiates all the way around you. And has a magnetism all its own?
Sure.
So everybody who's present around that person feels the frequencies of the smile and wants to be around that person. So if you're like that person, you're very special. If you'd like to be, you can be. So let's say somebody has decided that they want to be magnetic with their smile. They can do it. And the way they do it, the way you do it is you simply take a deep breath through your nose. Do it right now. Take it out, let it out through your mouth. And simply put a relaxed smile on your face. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Just sort of let it happen. Don't force it.
Not a cheesy smile, right?
Not a cheapy smile. Just sort of a relaxed. You don't have you be open mouth. Just a small smile. Whatever comes up, come up. Now, if someone finds it difficult to initiate a smile, they can take a moment and recall something or something that makes them want to smile. We all have something that makes us smile. So once you've got it, you just sort of relax into the happy feeling. So what I'm suggesting is to put a relaxed smile on your face all day. You can do it while driving your car, probably while watching TV, while sitting at your desk or workstation. While walking, while exercising, if you're a female, while cooking a meal, while playing with your children, in short, just do it everywhere. Keep a smile on your face. Doesn't matter if people are around or not, just do it. If you catch yourself not smiling, don't contemplate it, just put a big smile on your face.
Just redo it, right?
If you're doing that a lot, suddenly it becomes part of you. It's sort of a wonderful habit that you can get into, and all of us can do it. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but it's a relaxed smile, it's a much easier thing for you to do. Everybody with me? So I hope everybody's smiling.
Yeah.
Now, there's more. There's a lot of different actions. They're all the book, the information I got that I was told to sort of download. It's all in the book. But they gave me a bunch of stuff. Another one is give compliments. So think about when somebody gives you a personal compliment, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You feel a surge of happiness and pride, right?
Sure.
When you give somebody else a personal compliment, they feel exactly the same way. Being confident just makes you feel good and the person feels good. So even if you're giving a compliment to someone about a little thing that appears insignificant, it makes that person feel very good. So there are times when everyone feels discouraged about something. It may be about a project they're working on or something that's happening in their lives. A compliment that you can give at such a moment can be an amazing motivator. Happiness energy simply takes over and the person is affected in a very beneficial way.
I utilize that as well. I'm the director of operations here at Casper Media, and I have several people that work under me and stuff. And I try to make it a point when I hear something good or when they need a little word of encouragement, you know, I point it out. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what I'm suggesting to your listeners is do it, but just do it more than you've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Look for ways to pay compliments to people. Be a good listener, which is what you're saying that you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of quietly hear what they're saying. For example, when they feel good about something or say a compliment, somebody says, well, gee, I feel good about something. Maybe something they're wearing, their looks, their job, their family members, their house, the talent, the possession, any number of things you can simply go for and compliment them. Make people feel good and you'll feel good. Y'all with me there?
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure.
So start complimenting people. Kevin does it. I do it. You can do it. If you're not doing it, do it.
Right.
A third action you can do is to do good deeds daily. Do something nice for someone every day. For example, do you do special things for people in your life every day for no special reason?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, most people don't.
It could be something very small, you know.
Yeah, food for thought. When you do something special for someone, what goes through your mind?
Well, it used to be they owe me one.
You want them to feel happy, right?
Right, right.
You know you're going to feel happy too when you do it. So, for example, if you want to do something nice for an adult friend, your spouse or a relative, you decide to give them a nice gift, you take them out for a nice meal, you might want to take them to a movie, a play, or a concert, treat them to a massage, give them a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I got a whole list of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the idea. You can do something nice. Also, you may just want to smile at somebody. Pay them a compliment. Donate time at a soup kitchen. Visit an elderly person or disabled person, and a lot more. The big thing is your creative hat goes on and you use it accordingly. Now, what's interesting here, when you do any of those nice things for somebody, have you ever noticed how people react when they receive pleasant things?
Oh, yeah. Even the negative people appreciate it.
Yeah. Most have a nice smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may give you a hug or even a kiss or both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some cry. They tell you they can't believe what you're doing. I'm sure you can think of a lot more, but they react because they're feeling happiness frequencies. They want to let those vibrations shine. You then find your vibrations resonate with theirs. It makes both of you feel happy.
Yep.
Something else to think about. Let's talk about you. Do you do something nice for yourself every day?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, we don't pay attention to ourselves.
No.
We pay attention to, you know, if you do, it's great. But if you don't, it's easier than you think. Now, remember all the things I just started listing off there that we talked about that are potential gifts to others?
Right.
Did you care about them? Why not care for yourself the same way?
It's hard to remember yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we don't. People don't. Self-love is a very interesting thing. But I'm suggesting that you do one nice thing for yourself each day that you ordinarily would not do. So you give yourself a treat. For example, buy yourself a bouquet of flowers. Not that I would do that, but get a nice massage. enjoy a meal at a favorite restaurant, taking a movie. There's a lot of multitude of things you can choose from. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any money to spend, then choose to read an enjoyable book, play a game by yourself, take a relaxing bath, or meditate. You choose. Let yourself feel good about you. What happens then is your happiness frequencies will explode with good vibrations coming within you. And yes, it'll create more layers of happiness within you that will add clarity to your entire being. So, do nice things for yourself. Another thing to think about is when you know that you're going to receive a treat each day, you'll feel happy with the anticipation and create even more positive frequencies. So, suggestion, do nice things for yourself. Kev, are you there?
I'm here, buddy.
I feel the wheels going.
No, I'm just writing it down and trying to, I'm making some notes for some additional questions here. So you're good.
Yeah, so smiling, what we talked about, giving compliments, doing good deeds are fun. They're easy ways to create happiness within yourself. And there are many more. A bunch of them are in this book that I wrote, Ride the Happiness Wave. The book actually really makes you feel good. I still feel good when reading. I can't believe I got all the information that I was able to put into the book.
How long ago did you write that?
It came out in October.
Oh, okay.
But the interesting thing is all this information that came to me, I was not thinking about happiness, and suddenly all this information was there. You know, it was like any blocks of information of guidance, sort of, you know. Say, we want you to write this book because humanity is here on Earth to be happy. That's why you came in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So get it out there. We're here to be happy. We're going to give you ways that we want you to get out there that will make people happy. Y'all, you with me there?
Yes, Ed. We are with you, buddy. I tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program. I got a couple questions I'd like to throw your way. So hang with us. We'll be right back, all right?
Gotcha, thanks.
All right, want to thank our sponsors, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Floristing Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hy-Vee Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be back with more next on WILO.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, one of our fine sponsors, helped me hook up my range over the weekend, and I was able to buy some cords down there, so thanks, Angie. It was Angie who helped me out. Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Heron Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Good Morning Michelle, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, and we're talking with Ed Kuiper. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program. Ed, one thing I wanted to ask you about is... I've come in to be a manager at whether it's a radio station or a fast food joint, okay? And
yeah.
And I'm dealing with, you know, you got one segment here who's positive and they're the good workers, and then you have this other maybe one or two over here who's just negative and has a problem with everything, but you can't fire them. But I found that if you counter their negativity with positivity, eventually that positivity wins.
Absolutely. That's what we're talking about.
It helps that you're the boss sometimes, right? But
I think some of the ideas we're talking about, if you can precipitate a happy staff, it's very hard for people to be negative.
Right.
So the big key is creating the happiness on a constant basis so people can't help but feel it. Is that easy to do? No. But it can be done. And there's so much negativity going on right now all over the earth. I can't even watch the news anymore hardly without seeing huge amounts of negative stuff. It's more than, if I think about what was happening a couple of years ago, it's a lot more now than it's ever been. You
mm-hmm.
with me?
Yeah.
And what's happening is people are starting to feel the negativity that's going on more and more. I got a list that I actually did teach a seminar about this, about the negative energy and how you can diffuse it because there's so much going on. Another interesting thing that we're seeing, a lot of weather events going on out there. If you watch the news, we're seeing all kinds of huge tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, you name it. There's catastrophic weather things that are happening. You with me?
Yeah, that really gets people, that can hit you where it hurts, right?
Yeah, if it's not where you are, you're starting to feel a little uneasy about what could happen. So there's like an underlying stress that people are feeling because of what's going on out there.
Yeah,
they don't even know they're feeling, but it's there.
That's very true. We start worrying about what might happen, right? That's even worse.
Yep, so there's a lot of stress, you know. You guys haven't had a bunch in the Midwest, right?
Right.
We had one up here. I'm in the state of Maine, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
We had almost what was an occur hurricane the past year, which made me really uneasy. With trees are down all over the place, you know. Get a couple of houses next to us.
Right.
So there's a lot of negativity, is really what I'm saying, that's being created by people or weather events. So the job that we have is to create happiness. We're all here to be happy. We're all messengers for each other to create that happiness. I mean, I truly think that we're messengers. I know you identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your wheel's going again.
Right. You're right. You can hear me righty.
So the negativity is something that we all can work on.
Ed, two other things before I let you go. I think it's important to point out that you feel better when you're happy, right?
Absolutely.
That's pretty simple, but wow.
Let me say one more thing that relates to that. One thing that happened when I was told you all this information was Sunday coming to me. I got through what are known as happiness flashes, which are little like little nudges that you can do every day
mm-hmm.
that create happiness, that encourage you to create the happiness. I got about 300 in 2 days when all that information came in.
Wow. You were riding the happiness wave, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm doing now is I'm sending out happiness flashes to people every day, hundreds of people. So every day there's a new one that encourages you, here's a way to be happy. Try it out. And I get a myriad of comments every day from people thanking me for what I'm shipping out to them. If your readers are interested in something like that, they can go to my website, drop me an email, just simply say, put me on your list for happiness plan. And it's fun.
Is that the edkuiperreports@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's my email address, yep, if they want to send me an email.
I'm going to send you one when I get off the air here.
And yeah, we'll make you happy.
All right. Maybe I'll make you happy.
Yeah, you will. But I think you have a lot of listeners, I know, that listen to you. I'm amazed at the number of sponsors you have, which says something about you, you know?
Yep.
That's a very good sign. And I think people like listening to you. Well, here's a way that they can make each other happy and make people around them happy. It'll become a reality.
Ed, how can we get that book?
You can get it, Ride the Happiness Wave, at Amazon.com. My last name is spelled K-U-I-P-E-R. It's Ed Kuiper, K-U-I-P-E-R, in Amazon. Or you can buy it under my product section on my website, which is edkuiper.com.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, and maybe we'll have you on a couple times a year, and we can ride the happiness wave together. And I'm going to shoot you an email here in the next 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, great. You got another couple minutes? Or you? Or
I've got about 2 minutes, if you got a closing thought here. Sure.
One more thing that's happening. A lot of people have physical and emotional issues today. A lot of, yeah, if you're with me. Because people have issues, it's pretty hard to, if you're experiencing pain in your body or you're anxious about something, it's hard to create happiness with actions because you're experiencing the emotional pain or the physical pain.
Yep.
I do a lot of work with that, on the air, incidentally, where we have ways we can actually teach people how to get rid of issues and free up their energy so that they're there to create the happiness that we're talking about. That's in the book, incidentally, also. Very, very fascinating. So I use tapping, and I use what's called sound with tuning forks.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had some real, there's examples on my website, some amazing experiences using those, where people suddenly were freed up, and obviously very happy once they're freed up.
Right.
And the minute they're freed up, they were creating happiness.
Well, we'll definitely check that out as well, Ed. We appreciate your time today, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, have a good day. All right, so there we go. Let's try to be happy today, and maybe chronically happy, all right? It is a decision that you can make every morning when you wake up. And like he said, you know, sometimes we've got chronic pain, or, you know, there may be a lot of not positive things going on in our lives right now, but what we can do is try to control our little circle of the world, you know, try to control yourself and try to have a good day and be happy, right? So we're going to end that on a positive note. Again, thanks to our sponsors, Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.